You're listening to Heroes in the Moment. What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
And today we're doing our weekly recap 59.
Come on, 59, baby.
But before we do that, we have a very, very special thing, concept we're wanting to tell you guys about. So, Nathan, I'll let you go.
Yeah, man, I'm going to hit you with this, with the segment that we're going to include. So, we're going to start up a new segment at the end of our weekly news episode.
Every single one.
Every one, and we're going to call it Heroes Q&A.
Yeah.
So, basically, just shoot us a question either in our DMs or in our Instagram comments, and we'll answer them at the end of our weekly episodes.
Yep. And every single question you give us, we will answer them with absolute certainty. So don't be afraid. Yeah, to
well, don't
shoot
ask a really dumb question.
No, I mean, we'll still answer it to the best of our abilities. But as long as it's within our content area and something that pertains to what we're discussing, we'd be happy to discuss that. So please shoot us a DM, shoot us a comment on our post.
Come on,
we'll be happy, and we will answer.
We will
those
hit
questions.
It. So come on.
Turn the radio on. Okay.
Turn the
copyrights.
Radio on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude, I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But let's please give us some comments. That'd be great. Yeah. All right. So to get into our weekly recap, first, we're going to talk about some Marvel stuff, specifically in our Spider-Man universe. So a couple things within Spider-Man. The first off is Sony just released a short film based off Miles Morales' Spider-Man called The Spider Within.
Mm.
And this short film capitalized on what it's like being a superhero with anxiety and having to deal with not only being a superhero, but homework, but girls, but parents, but academics, all of this stuff molded into one. What do you think about the short film?
Listen, man, as you well know, Michael, I just watched this like 2 minutes ago with you. I did not watch it until right now. Man, this was beautiful. I wasn't exactly sure where it was going the whole time when I was looking at the villain. I'm like, maybe it's a dream, But, in the back of my mind, I was thinking that it was probably anxiety-induced. I do like how they highlighted that in a shorter format.
Mm.
And I especially did like just what a great father figure, his dad was.
Absolutely.
This.
Such a good father
You don't
figure.
See, you don't obviously see a ton of that. In a lot of mainstream media, but you want to watch a movie?
It's very rare also, not only for, it's not as rare for a dad to be like, hey, you want to watch a movie? You want to hang out?
Yeah.
It's more rare for a son to be like, hey, can we talk? That's super rare, especially it's more prone with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super cool to see he is opening up to his dad and is willing to talk to him about his problems.
Yeah.
And I think that should be more common. Within, you shouldn't be afraid to talk to your parents about anything.
Yeah.
So that was really cool that they captured that within The Spider Within. And honestly, the first time I watched this, I was kind of freaked out. Okay. I was kind of scared.
That came out of nowhere, really.
It did. Like when he popped up the evil him, I literally paused my phone and was like, oh, whoa, I jumped, man. And I was scared a little bit there, but I finished
it's a jump scare.
It was a jump scare. It was a good, and just, it was a really good inspirational short film. And I loved how they got all that they needed to get in that short, seven minutes or so.
Yeah.
5 minutes with credits. Kind of basis of story, and did such a good job with doing that. So I thought it was a really, really cool, well done short film.
I'm giving it, I'm giving it an 8.5 out of 10.
An 8.5, wow.
I'm rating it already. Just
I feel like we should rate it out of 5. I think
out
it would
of five,
be more better
out
than
of
short
five,
film.
I'm going to give it I feel like a 4 is pretty solid.
I feel like I'd give it a 4. A 3.5, 4. Maybe if it was out of 10, an 8. But for the short film, I feel like it's easier to do 5. So maybe like a 4.
It's always easier, to give bigger and greater reviews to smaller projects because there's not as much room to mess up.
Right.
But this one was very good. I enjoyed it.
It was good. All right, so some other Spider-Man news we have within the universe is Nicolas Cage is in talks to do a Spider-Man noir series in live action.
That is so cool, man.
That is cool.
That's
I just
so
hope
cool.
they don't screw it up. Yeah. Like they do with everything else besides animation. So, but
it's just Venom Part 4. What it is?
The last it was The Last Dance, but no, it's not The Last Dance anymore.
In parentheses, that's the title.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
Venom 4, The Last Dance. Not anymore.
But it's Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man. You're like, dude, what is this man?
Dude, I don't know.
So would the whole thing be in black and white then?
I hope so.
It has to be.
It should be.
Yeah.
Based off the noir series and what we know about the character, it should be in black and white.
So Sony's making it.
And honestly,
where are they dropping it? Is it going to be on Amazon Prime?
I know Amazon Prime is what I've heard.
Sony has to deal with
I've heard Amazon Prime is what I've heard. And I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Nicolas Cage. Love that man. and him to do Spider-Man Noir. I love Spider-Man Noir, but I kind of almost would, want it to be kind of a comedy just because of how his character was in like Two Men Across.
Like the really old, like 30s, 40s exactly. comedy even.
Like that would be that so would be funny.
Huge, yeah.
Like it'd be so good. That'd and then massive. Like him like still doing investigations and like, be a Spider-Man, but have it be a comedy.
With all those classic quips and everything.
I think it'd be funny. That'd and be like awesome. If they like played it off and like he has this like and the only thing in color in the entire show is that Rubik's Cube he got into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I mean how cool.
Or like when they talk, like there's a bubble like they're in the comic.
Dude, yeah.
With like what this
dude, that'd be cool.
That might be a but, cool
like,
idea.
I personally think it'd be so cool. Yeah. If it'd be like a comedy and like that 30s.
And
style,
he would kill it
like
too, 40, man. In that
he
role.
Would. He's so funny and he's such a good actor. I would be down. I would watch the series. So
yeah,
much.
Man, that would be a great show.
I think it should. You know, we're available if you need some writers, and producers, and directors. If you if on. You want to give us a call, Sony,
shoot us a DM.
You need us come more on, than Sony. You know.
you know what you need.
You know what you us. Need. Help us. Contact us. We'll write Spider-Man Noir for you with absolute pleasure.
Yes, we would.
We would. All right. So next thing, also in the Spider-Man realm, is that. Spider-Man 4 is officially in development with Tom Holland and Zendaya,
okay.
Which is awesome, but also is rumored that Justin Lin is in talks to potentially direct Spider-Man 4. Controversial.
Yeah, man, I just don't see this. You know, I know he's directed some not very good Fast and Furious movies.
He directed a lot of the Fast and Furious movies.
And that franchise is kind of
but he's also directed the best ones as well.
True. Did he do Tokyo Drift?
I don't know. I've
heard
he
that
Tokyo
one was
Drift.
The best one. I haven't.
You said you heard Tokyo Drift was the best
yeah,
one. Yeah, that's the worst one.
Really,
dude. That one sucks.
I haven't watched.
I do not
them.
Like that one.
Okay,
at all. Fast 5, Fast Furious 6, Furious 7 are the best in my opinion.
5, 6, and 7.
5, 6, and 7.
Okay,
right? That one.
I heard Tokyo Drift was like the most like normal one when it comes to street racing.
I do not like that movie.
Okay,
I mean it's. I guess it's. I mean it has none of the other characters in it. So.
Yeah.
Not, okay, not gotcha, my forte. Gotcha. I do not like Tokyo Drift.
But I don't know. I think this is definitely an odd hiring. I don't know. I'm not a huge John Watts fan. You know, I'm not super happy that he left. You know, he had his own tone that he set with Tom Holland for the first three.
Right.
But
I do also think Spider-Man 4 needs a different tone.
It needs
as well.
To be very grounded, down to earth, you know, a typical ground story.
It does.
I just don't know if this is the right choice with, you know, where this.
And who knows? I mean, he could do a really good Spider-Man. I mean, we can't say for certainty, but I mean, we don't know anything about this plot except Kingpin's probably going to be in it and probably maybe the main villain.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I loved where they left off with his character at the end of No Way Home. I think it was great for his story. I hope J.K. Simmons is in it
I do too.
J. Jonah Jameson, but
I can't lie. I would not be surprised if this one was the worst of the four, and I do not have high expectations for it.
I don't either, but then again, they haven't
even wrote
it yet. It's
in a hard place to make this movie. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I feel like there's a more concrete
I feel like it has potential, absolutely, to be really good. I mean, I do think, based off the Homecoming trilogy, it could be, you know, worse than this fourth. But at the same time, it's not been written yet. It doesn't have a director. Nothing's been confirmed about it. We don't know anything about this project. So who's to say? I mean, it could be blow us out of the park really good, which I hope it is.
It's going to be a Love and Thunder type situation.
I hope not.
With the fourth movie, just like...
I really hope it's not that kind of situation. Yeah. Not that bad. But
I really do think this might be possibly his last performance as a main character in his own movie.
As a main character.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see it going on for a whole nother trilogy.
No. And I do feel like Tom Holland's ready for more.
I know.
To move on.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he'll be in Secret Wars and the next Avengers.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, which I'm believing this might be his last, you know, movie that he's headlining.
Unless they have
why wouldn't you just go big with it? You know?
Honestly, though, like, out of the choices, he might be the front runner to headline Secret Wars. Yeah. I don't know, but he could be.
Yeah, and, you know, not like big and, you know, like No Way Home style where you bring in a bunch of characters. Just like big as in, you know, it's just really well made. It feels like Spider-Man.
Yeah, and I want a Spider-Man movie that's just Spider-Man, honestly, in a lot of ways. So
and
that would be
and
cool.
And the first, the most Spider-Man was, I feel like, the first movie he was in.
Homecoming. Homecoming's a good movie.
I felt like Spider-Man more in that movie than the other two, I felt like.
Yeah, I could see that based off what we've seen. All right, also, another thing in the Marvel, before we get into DC a little bit, is that a Nova project has been confirmed to be in the works.
Okay.
This has been talked about a long time, whether it be a special or a movie or whatever. We don't know anything about it except for it is in the works. So
got you.
I mean, I'm down for that.
It's in the works.
Personally, I think they should have introduced him in Guardians 3 as a character.
That'd been perfect. Yeah,
I think it would have been a great introduction.
They really could have, you know, replaced him with who's the character, Adam Warlock.
Maybe
not replace.
You need Warlock, but you kind of brought him in as like the new leader of the Guardians instead of Star-Lord or something. I don't know.
I feel like Nova could have taken up a lot of that time.
He could have. I mean, but we'll see.
I don't know.
But that has been announced. So now let's move over to DC and our realm. A couple of DC news here. The first one being Joker. I can never. Is it Foley de Dukes? Is that how you pronounce it? Foley de Dukes.
Man, it's French. I don't think they say the X. They probably don't say French. The X.
Foley de Dukes.
I don't speak French.
That trailer is coming soon. It is announced to come out April 9th. The poster for it just came out today.
Okay.
Looks really good. And it has been confirmed to be a jukebox musical.
Jukebox musical.
We knew it was a musical, and essentially jukebox means it's going to be songs we've heard.
Yeah.
I think you said, like, how many songs did you say?
I think 15.
About 15. And I've seen a lot of negative comments over that. I've seen a lot of people being like, this is going to be stupid, jukebox musical, and all of this. It's going to be bad. It's going to be dumb. And I'm just like, brother, it's Joaquin Phoenix. It's Lady Gaga. It's Todd Phillips. You think it's going to be dumb?
Let him cook.
Let them cook.
I think a lot of times sequels, they end up being too much like the first one where there's not a lot to be distinguished from.
Not a lot of originality.
Yeah. You know, maybe it didn't grow a lot. Maybe, you know, it didn't evolve as an art form. I think this is doing exactly that, man.
I do too. I mean, I think the marketing for it has been really good.
Yeah.
I think this could be, I mean, I think it will be a really good movie. I'm really excited for it. I mean, the first Joker we know is a really fantastic film.
Mm-hmm.
And if they capitalize on that and use that same aspect, and I really hope that they go into that Harley Quinn storyline. I hope they don't change it.
Like,
I really hope. I mean, the cool thing about Joker is we didn't know much about Joker's origin, so they could have some adaptation roles. But we know Harley Quinn's origin, so I hope they keep it. I hope that they begin. She's a psychiatrist to him in Arkham, and they're doing all that stuff. And he slowly molds her into, like, you know, she falls in love with him. I hope they do it like that.
Yeah.
Preferably than changing it.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, it's an Elseworlds story. They could change it. I mean, if they do it well, then, you know, do it well. But at the same time, I really would like to see that story.
You know, I don't really see a huge and, you know, important need to change it. Like you said, with Joker, we don't know anything about his backstory. So in the first movie, they take those liberties of showing you. And it was very well received because, you know, they did it well. Obviously, with Harley Quinn, you know, her story is very stable, very clear cut. So if they do deviate from it, I don't think it'll be a ton. But I'm sure that they'll do it well given their track record.
I agree. I think it'll be great. And I'm so excited for this movie coming out this year, being the only DC movie coming out this year.
Really?
So that's really cool.
You think it's hitting a billion again?
Mm.
I feel like it's
potentially.
Kinda, yeah.
I think Deadpool will outperform it.
It will definitely outperform.
And it will be the highest. I think it'll be the highest performing radar movie ever, Deadpool 3.
And number one right now is the first
Joker.
Yeah.
But I do think it potentially could make a billion, especially with there not being a ton of competition this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right. Next one is a live action Teen Titans movie is apparently in the works over DCU. And this would be in the realm of
James Gunn's
universe, because obviously we know with Brave and the Bold, that one's going to be about an older Batman with Damian Wayne. So obviously you have to have Dick Grayson as Nightwing already. So to introduce him and have him in Teen Titans would be a super cool and have him be the main character of that. Would be super cool to do that. And obviously, I don't know, maybe Daredevil's the villain. Or not Daredevil, excuse me. Deathstroke, I should say, as the villain. And then, or Trigon would be also a cool choice to do that in the live-action Teen Titans movie. I'd be excited to see.
I'll be interested to see that. All I've ever seen from the Teen Titans was obviously the animated show.
Which is fantastic.
Kind of
the original, not the Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, and then obviously the live-action show that Titans, we got, which was not too great. But man, I'm excited for this project.
I'm excited as well. And the next thing is, I must say, I just got to highlight James Gunn real quick. We kind of did a little bit in the Penguin, but he continues to give me such confidence in the future of DC. I mean, I've never been more confident in DC than prior to this, because DC has a horrendous track record. I mean, let me rephrase. 2010 to now, it's had a bad track record.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it's not been bad.
A lot of, you know, bad choices made from the top
a
down.
A lot of bad choices, not connected in any way, shape, or form to in any audience. Good way.
Yeah.
Not really applying. It had some good castings and had some good stuff to come from it, not to say that it was all bad.
But there's always a disconnect.
Yes.
You know, I mean, both between the fans and the content, but then between, like, the creators and the execs, you know?
Like, I knew I was never going to see a lot of this stuff realized.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big hindrance. And now with James Gunn, who's so willing, like, he's constantly using his Instagram to, I mean, he will tell you what it is. Like, he'll be like, yeah, this is in the works. This, I casted this guy. I did this. I mean, this is what's going on. This is what we're working on. Here is a picture of something, you know, he'll show something and he'll be like, this is what we're working on. And it's so good because it makes you feel like, you know, he cares.
Yeah,
it makes you feel engaged.
It feels like you're involved in the process of making that movie then.
Exactly. Like, he's showing you the process of making Superman.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. And it's same with the rest of his projects, like with Supergirl and with all of this stuff. And he even came out and said, we will not green light. We will not tell you. We will not tell you this movie's coming out until we have a script and a director. And that is just so amazing and something else we need in studios. And I'm just so glad DC's given him such full range and with control over DC. Because from what we've seen, obviously, I know we haven't seen anything yet. He is doing such a wonderful job.
I know.
And we are supposed to get Creature Commandos this year, I believe.
That's going to be such a sleeper project.
So I'm very excited for that and to kind of kick off the DCU, but Superman obviously is the official kickoff. But I'm just so excited. It gives me such confidence with DCU.
Yeah, it's very humble. He's down to earth. You know, he's not pretentious and thinking that, and you know, like you're supposed to understand what this movie's about, even if it just sucks.
I mean, and he'll post a picture and be like, yeah, I just casted Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor. And the next thing you know, he'll post a picture of his cat like licking milk the next day. And I'm like, he feels like a real dude.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
That's so cool.
Like, he feels so real. And I just think I'm very thankful that DC made the decision to hire him.
Thank you.
And speaking of that, Superman, let's talk about Superman and a lot of theories about the main villain. So obviously we know that Superman has given us a lot of casting. James Gunn's delivered and told us a lot of who's playing who now in Superman coming out next year. But there's been a lot of theories on who's going to be the main villain, the main adversary, the main antagonist in this movie, because a lot of people say it's not going to be Lex Luthor. It's just he's going to be in it. It's not going to be the main villain. So who's it going to be? And I saw a post that had said something about like David Cornsweet's stunt double had said it's super difficult to play him considering he's playing more than one role. And a lot of people, after hearing that, be like, Bizarro. Bizarro is going to be the main villain of Superman, which I think is an interesting choice to have David Cornsweet play the villain as well and Bizarro. What do you think about that?
That is a very, that's extremely creative. I think with a character as big as Superman, you don't need an A-list villain to get people to come to the movie. They'll hear Superman and they'll come. Showcasing Cornsweet's acting chops from both sides and taking, you know, a step in that creative direction, I think will ultimately prove to be a good decision.
I think it'd be cool. I mean, we've never seen Bizarro done in live action.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, those of you who don't know who Bizarro is, it's basically like a messed up version of Superman, but it's still Superman, but it's just not. So I think it'd be cool. Bizarro Superman.
That's cool.
I think it might be a cool villain. Or who knows, they may go the Lobo route.
I like it. Yeah, and I do like that, you know, they're not instantly throwing in Luthor to be beaten in one movie.
Right.
You know, because, you know, Marvel has long struggled with throwing in the main villain, the first project, you know, and then like, they're dead. Can we bring them back? I don't know. Multiverse, there we go.
Right.
There you go, James Gunn. Cook it up and, you know, bring it up slowly.
Deliver us a good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for this movie.
Alright guys, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know by giving us a download and 5 stars on both Spotify and Apple Music. Sorry, not Apple Music, Apple Podcast.
You know, that would be fun. Our album's coming out.
Dude, if we made an album.
Dude, we're making an album.
That would go hard.
Track 1's called Heroes, it's just for you.
Here, track 2 is called In.
Track 3, In The For Moment.
Moment,
That's the whole album.
Anyway, guys, thank y'all so much for the support. We really appreciate it. So as we said earlier, next week we'll be starting up our new segment at the end of our news called Here's Q&A. So just go ahead, shoot us a DM, and we'll talk about it at the end of our episode. Also, if you want exclusive access to episodes, including additional movie reviews that's outside of our normal content, and then early access to all of our episodes, Feel free to subscribe to our new membership, Heroes HQ. And lastly, if you want to stay up to date with our episodes and our announcements, check out our Instagram, Heroes in the Moment.
And we just want to thank y'all for listening. And as always, we love you 3000.